Hello. Testing. Okay. All right.
That was delayed.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you heard. You didn't hear. But the NHL is expanding the schedule to 84 games as opposed to 82 games.
Woohoo.
I know. Which I thought was crazy because the NHL fucking schedule is very long. And you get beat the fuck up before you get into the playoffs. So most players, especially like the starters, they'd be lucky if they were 80%, you know, their peak health or whatever. And it sucks because they get into the playoffs. They are like just limping into the playoffs and then they get beat up and you don't even see them half the, you know, they can't make it the whole four series. So, and then they add two games on top of that. I mean, it's only two games, but still the last week or so, half the teams don't even want to play their people. And they don't want to make it look like that. But, you know, it's like if the brackets are already aligned and stuff, you kind of don't want to, like, risk injury, you know?
Why'd they do it?
Probably money for everything. Because everything else, man. It's like, oh, two more games will just be, you know, so X number of dollars more.
And NFL still 16 games, right?
Yeah.
I wonder why they don't add on to that. You know, if it's I don't know. That just seems 16 games. It seems pretty like low.
I mean,
I understand the whole like injury thing and all that, but
it's low. But it's even more like of a contact sport than hockey is, if believe it or not. Because when you're on ice, like if you're moving and you get hit, sometimes your momentum carries you, so it takes the impact away, right? But if you're like you have your this is just my fucking opinion, but. If you're like on turf and shit, you have like resistance and you get hit, you know, you could tear a fucking like your MCL or LCL or, you know, twist your fucking ankle, do anything, all kinds of shit.
I don't know, man. It just seems like.
Oh, hey, Dustin's here. What the fuck?
Yay.
What's up, Dustin? But anyway, yeah, two extra games. It's funny, before they announced that, I was thinking in my head, like, they should just change it back to the way it used to be, 78 games a season. You know, and then of course they make it two more. Like, what the fuck? Because the Avalanche,
that is a long fucking season.
It is a long season, and the Avs, they have a good team, but like as soon as they get into the playoffs, they get worn down and worn down. They get beat up, and like Minnesota beat us up pretty good, and they did us a favor by beating Dallas. Because we don't match well against Dallas for some reason. But we beat Minnesota, but they beat the fuck out of us. And L.A. really beat us up, too. And L.A. is, like, super stingy. The Kings, they couldn't score on us. And they wouldn't have been able to, like, keep up with us. But they beat the fuck out of us. And I think by the time we got to, like, the Golden Knights, you know, we had no fucking gas left.
No gas.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, whatever. I mean, freaking what? Baseball is like 100 and something games.
Yeah, but baseball, you don't do much. You just stand
around.
Yeah,
exactly.
Most of the time.
That's with the.
Is it 100 games?
It's okay. Well, it's a lot of fucking. It's 100 games, I think.
Yeah, I remember thinking that too, because like I wasn't always into football, but as soon as I found out it was only like 16 games a season, I was like, that seems kind of low.
Yeah, it's been 16 for a really long time.
But all it takes is like one good hit and you're like out for the season, you know? Because that's the whole season. Is like, you know, because
same thing with hockey, man. One fuck up, you know.
But as violent as hockey is, like people get knocked around and then they'll make a comeback right before the playoffs, or they'll be available for the playoffs, right? But 16 games, you don't have time to recover. You get dinged up once, and that's probably half the games, if not more. But yeah. So, knock on wood, supposedly, from what I hear, like...
Starting when is this going to happen?
The pundits... Oh, this season.
Oh, wow.
But the pundits out there are saying the Avs have the best chance of winning the Stanley Cup. We'll see, because they say that a lot of years. Out of the last probably 10 years, they've said the Avs a lot, but we've only won once. And I have my own fucking, you know... Here's my thing. We have to have enough grit and sandpaper. We can't just have, like, you know... pretty plays and fucking, you know, speed and shit, and then rely on that. And then we get knocked around and forechecked and to death, and we don't know what the fuck to do. You need to have some guys go out there and just, like, just knock some heads around. But We had it in 2001. You know, we had some tough guys on that team. And then 2022, we had, you know, Kadri was playing tougher. Kadri's older now. That's the biggest thing. I think Kadri, and I'm sure he would say today that he made a mistake going to Calgary. He got more money. And we had Nichushkin. And Nichushkin played well enough in the playoffs right after we won the cup that they thought, okay, we're signed to a long-term contract. He'll be good for a while. But he dropped off. You know, it was a gradual drop-off. But then two seasons in a row or two playoffs in a row, he failed his fucking drug test. And then before that, he got in trouble with, like, some unconscious woman at a hotel, some crazy shit that's all, like, what the fuck, dude? What are you doing, you know? And then we were just about to give up on him, and then they gave one more chance, and then he played throughout the season, kept his nose clean, everything was great, got in the playoffs, but then he, like, didn't do much, you know? So, but if we had gotten rid of Nichushkin, or, for me, I would have gotten rid of Girard. And a lot of people say, well, Girard is like a defenseman, it's, you know, but at the same time, he was taking up $5 million. We could have pulled somebody up that was decent enough to, you know, to just tend the fucking defensive, the, you know, duties until he got up to speed, and then had Kadri. Kadri was like, he's one of those guys that's like a catalyst, right? So he, like, makes shit happen when our top guys aren't doing shit. And without him, we wouldn't have won the fucking cup, I'm sure of it, because he single-handedly beat the Blues for us. He rolled into the other goaltender that was, like, doing well against us. They took us to 6 games, but I think it was the 5th game that he got knocked out.
Yeah, knocked the fuck out. Yeah, I don't know anything about all that, dude. You give me names. The only name I know is that...
You don't get into any sports, do you?
No. I don't.
You just get into, like, big matches. You watch at the very end, yes, of some shit.
The shit that matters. I mean, yeah, the shit that matters.
I don't know. It's nice to root for a team and just, like, kind of get into the shit of it. I don't, like, get into, like, super stats and shit because that's just way too much information. But, you know, I like following what's going on. Like, the Broncos were supposed to be good this year. You knew they, like, won the AFC thing last year, right? We were, like, 1 game away from the fucking...
Yeah, I knew they were good. Yeah. I knew they fucked up his ankle or whatever.
Yeah, it was like one ankle injury away from going to the fucking Super Bowl. And I think we could have beat fucking...
Dude, the ankle is just the worst place to get fucking injured, too.
It was fluke, too. It was at the very end of the game. The game was pretty much already won, I think, or like close to being won. You know, we already beat Josh Allen, and he's like, you know, people put him above like a lot of quarterbacks. Just, you know, he's one of the better ones out there. But he's like, I think he's snake bitten like shit because I think he got to like the one game before the fucking Super Bowl like a couple seasons ago, and Kansas City knocked him out, and it was like a questionable call. I think it was a questionable interception call or something along those lines. And sure enough, we beat him with a questionable interception call, too. You saw that one, right? Where, like, our guy reached up, and they both came down with the ball, and our McMillan.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, our guy snatched the ball away from him after they landed. And they said, oh, no, he had possession. And he's like, no, if he had possession, he would have came away with the ball. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't remember key plays or the only thing that I really remember was when freaking Ralph Sampson beat
dude, that was 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It was like
that's probably the only Lakers. Sport you got into was the fucking Rockets back, yeah, in the day.
That was man. I liked the Rockets. I liked basketball. Even the Nuggets. I'll follow the Nuggets. I mean, it's just basketball was always my thing. Even
I don't know about the Nuggets, but I hear like since they didn't make any fucking notable additions this past offseason, they're probably fucked and they're just wasting Jokic's time.
Well, he's making money and he doesn't really care. He's got his horses,
I guess. What time is it?
It's time to get ill, dude.
All right. Let's start the show. 5, 4, 3, 2.
I mean, I swear... We talked about this before, but what the fuck? Why does a retainer have a day?
I think everything has a day at this point, though. You know?
I wonder if International Butthole Day, that could probably be like two things, right?
Yeah.
Like, for your butthole, or you know a butthole.
Yes. You can either be a butthole or have a butthole.
Right.
Or you can be both. You can be a butthole with a butthole. Well, I guess everybody has got a butthole. Except for that one girl that, remember, like a long time ago, we had the story on that girl with no butthole.
Yes.
And you said that your friend, or your dad's friend, or some family friend of yours?
It was a mutual friend.
Okay.
My old boss at Sound Warehouse.
Oh, so it wasn't a story. It was a fucking, you knew the person.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got one now, but it's like medically assisted. You know, she's got a bag. I think it's a colostomy or something. I don't know.
Medically assisted butthole's a good name for a band.
That would be a punk band, I think. That's a good punk name.
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. Scientists recently concluded that this podcast emits the same emotional frequency as a raccoon rummaging through a recycling bin. Chaotic, but somehow comforting.
I don't know what that means, but that was a 90s band, right?
Yeah. Do you remember it? I'll give you a hint. It's on the Crow soundtrack.
Oh, there was a lot of bands on the Crow soundtrack. It was... Is that For Love Not Lisa?
For Love Not Lisa, yeah.
Okay.
Slip, Slide, Melting. That was like it starts kind of like punkish and fast, and then it slows into that where it like kind of
okay.
ends off.
But no, I remember that band.
Yeah. They actually have a website for Love Not Lisa, and you go to it, and it says, this is what we were, you know, did a long time ago, and this is what we are now, and they're like some other band now, and they have like some albums out.
Okay, yeah. So they're still... Yeah. Active, at least the members are.
That was actually a pretty good soundtrack.
It was. I liked this Crow soundtrack. That's even something that like they've put on vinyl because it's so good.
We got an email. Let's see if I can find it. Here. This is email to the Lo-Fi Show at Gmail. Hi, the Lo-Fi Show. I'm on the editorial team of Voyage Denver Magazine, and we're highlighting local entrepreneurs and creators for Inspiring Stories series. Please let me know if you're available for interview in the coming weeks. We're excited to learn more about you and share your story with our readers. There is no cost involved, and we'll, of course, need some of your time for the interview. Our mission is to grow the GDP of the independents, the small business owners and creatives who make our community special. What do you think?
Click on that link.
It's a real magazine.
Oh, no. Look at that.
Denver's most inspiring stories. Oh, yeah, that'd be a...
Yeah, we have absolutely...
That'd be so funny. What is your podcast about?
Does it have
we have Day and Come.
God. That would be so freaking embarrassing.
I know.
Click on. Does it have like a Instagram, Facebook, you know, whatever?
Probably somewhere at the bottom or something. Maybe
No, it doesn't. What's this thing?
How the fuck did they find this? This is just like an RSS feed. It doesn't mean anything.
What about the menu over there on the right? That.
They usually put pretty big icons if they have it.
Yeah, they do.
So, I don't, oh wait, here it is.
They do have Instagram, okay.
13,000 followers. Let's do it, dude.
Yeah.
This is our chance to get our fucking message out.
And look at the audience.
Yeah.
When was their last post?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Stupid. Open Instagram. I don't even know my login and password and all that. I had a list of passwords and I lost it and everything's like stuck in my phone. And just to go look that shit up, I have to like...
Dustin says, I say go for it. Record it for an episode. It would be genius. Oh, that'd be so embarrassing if like one of our fucking family members or somebody... What is this show that you guys never told us you did this?
No, that's...
For 10 plus years?
Denver...
I wouldn't even know what to say. We would embarrass ourselves.
11, yeah, man. So what do you guys talk about? Well, we talk about cum and farts and shit and buttholes. And
honestly, I doubt they listen to us.
No, man.
We could just lie. We could just say, we do like games and stuff. And, you know, we have like movies and music. We could tell them all the safe stuff, you know. We could even say we do like the Pokemon or Urban Dictionary quiz. You know, that's not too fucking raunchy.
Well, until you talk about glackles or whatever.
Somebody might get curious and go, actually, the sad thing is they could just read the titles of our fucking... Because I made the mistake of like putting these like weird titles. I didn't think anybody would read them. Then I was like, oh, shit.
That's a bot, man, or something. How did it fucking find it? You know, it had to have been from the Instagram page, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the only way that's...
Back when I was promoting the shit, it's all out there somewhere.
Right.
So I'm sure it's easy to... Because I get things from other things too, but those are like, you know, like SEO fucking like, you know, increase your fucking counts and pay us this money. This thing is just like free. We just want to do a thing on creatives, you know? And normally, if we had a normal podcast, sure. But clearly, we're demented and neither one of us really wants to like admit that we have this dumbass show.
That's just by looking at the fucking front page of this.
Yeah.
What is it? VoyageDenver.com. Dustin, go check it out.
Yeah. That does not look like something we belong on. This looks like something like, I don't know, some sort of like.
This is a Sherry page.
Yeah.
This is something Sherry could get on. But she's not fucking creative.
Introverted entrepreneur success stories.
Oh, shit. That's what we need to learn and contact.
These people are like sales and marketing people, you know, that do something with their lives. Not like, oh yeah, we just talk about fucking.
The Lo-Fi Show. I mean, that's, you could have just said, hey, hi, Lo-Fi Show.
Yeah. Looking at your last podcast title. What did I call it? I called it Medically Assisted Butthole. What is that about? I don't know how to fucking even explain that. Well, my friend's, you know, friend's daughter was born without a butthole.
Yeah, we're just kind of like riffing off of that. What do you mean riff? Well, we kind of riff on the most inappropriate things. And if this really got out, we would be canceled for good, which we probably should do it then.
Hey, they could be legit. I mean, that's the worst part of it.
Yeah, the worst part is that someone would actually fucking like, and it would gain traction, and then my worst nightmare would come true.
If there was like Westward or something, you know, I don't know. Would you do a thing for Westward?
Hell no. That's even worse. God. Because I actually have people that, like friends, that follow the Westward.
Okay, let's say, I don't know if Denver has an equivalent, but like, remember Public News?
It's the Westward. They don't have anything. There's
No, I'm saying if there was, because Public News in Houston was pretty underground, right?
Yeah.
Dustin says, my old podcast got a real Canadian country singer who would always ask to play their stuff on our show. supposedly Canada's top country star. I'm not even sure if that's a thing, or if that's a big thing. What if I type in Canada's biggest country star?
I didn't even know Canada had country stars.
Actually, Canada's big in a country because all the fucking hockey players, or like a good chunk of them, are all country fucking, you know, fans. I just didn't know they actually exported any like real country singers. Shania Twain. Was it Shania Twain? Oh.
That'd be funny as fuck.
We'd always get their agent, Cody Provost. Provost.
Cody Provost.
Yeah, was it Shania Twain, Dustin? That'd be badass.
Yeah, I would do it then. just to hook up with Shania. How old is Shania?
I know I didn't know about any Canadian country singers before that.
Shania Twain, Canadian singer-songwriter. She's 60 years old. Shit.
Okay, let's see what this Cody Provost sounds like. Maybe he's like more Americana sounding than country, but let's see. Oh, God damn it. I have to log in everything.
Damn. She sang that song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I forgot that song. Shania Twain. She was kind of hot, man. She's still pretty good for 60.
Oh, wait, I just saw it.
Shania Twain. She's on fucking Instagram. What you call it? Who's the one that, Sarah McLachlan, she played Red Rocks last week, and she did a live thing on Instagram.
I wouldn't mind seeing her. She's probably expensive, though.
Yeah. She looks old, dude. You won't sleep tonight. You won't sleep. 200
miles, I'm counting down, yeah, I'm on. Oh, wait, he's that one called Honky Tonk Groupie.
And Sarah McLachlan's Canadian, too. Kicking up her
boots, dancing in the front row. Her low-ride jeans rattle. Yeah. It's not my kind of country. It's not terrible, but it's not the greatest either.
Yeah. Shania's fucking 58. And she looks older than freaking what's-her-face.
Who's that, the guy you listen to? Jason Isbell?
Isbell. Is he Canadian?
Good. No, I'm just saying. He's. I could listen to his stuff. I could listen to the Civil Wars. They're pretty good. More like Americana sounding, you know, not too twangy. Yeah, if you sound all country and like hick, like.
I don't mind old hick country, like, you know, Waylon and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I like that having it in the background. I actually went to Willie's Roadhouse.
Yeah.
And I had that on the background. I go, hey, this is kind of cool, you know, and they just left it there.
Yeah. I remember the last song we played was You Brought the Party. Because we laughed at it off mic. Auto-tune country. Oh, yeah. I'd probably be laughing at half the shit. If anybody wanted to be on our podcast. But then again, we play like death metal and shit. So I would think like metalheads usually have a pretty good sense of humor. So they probably wouldn't care. You know? And we wouldn't mind playing some heavy shit. Because I listened to Bathory the other day on cassette.
What you call it? You've heard of Fire in the Mountains festival, right?
No.
It's just like nothing but doom and death metal and fucking, it's mainly doom. But they do it in the mountains of Montana, and it just played last week, but 16 Horsepower played. And I'm like, fuck, man, they're an Americana band from Denver, and they broke up like in 2000 before I even got to see them.
Yeah.
And they played. They reunited for their whatever anniversary. And the Stanley Hotel is doing a Fire in the Mountains festival in January. And they have Yob and some other doom bands. And it just got announced or whatever. And I said, fucking 16, please, 16 horsepower or whatever. And everybody's like, yeah. And I don't know why I fucking said that. Oh yeah, and this dude's like, I don't know, man. So and so, they might do it, but who knows, or something like that. So I clicked on his page, and he owns some kind of like company in Colorado. I don't know if it's Denver, but it's in Colorado, and he basically lifts concrete. Like from, you remember those things that you see at the festivals where they, hey man, you want to come lift your concrete or whatever? Yeah. It's that kind of stuff. And dude must be a millionaire or whatever, because I clicked on his page and he did a tour of his basement. His basement just basically looks like a record store. I was like, oh, this is a new record store, but it was his basement. And he's got all this fucking like death metal and freaking like weird, like obscure, like death metal on his fucking... His turntable.
Who is it you're talking about?
Some dude that just commented on my comment about having 16 horsepower.
Oh, your story went all over the place, dude. I couldn't even keep up. I thought it was from someone from 16 horsepower.
Yeah, well, I just mentioned 16 horsepower. Please do the one at Stanley Hotel.
Yeah.
And I just clicked on the guy that commented on mine.
Okay.
And it just turned out that dude like has a basement full of like metal, like. When I have a, if I were to like do that to my basement and have like the most high end whatever, I don't know if I'd just have like fucking mayhem. Mayhem doesn't seem like something that you'd want to have like some badass like turntable or system for, right?
Right.
I mean, you'd want something that has a little bit more ambient, like a Pink Floyd type of thing. That's like, oh, okay, you can hear that kind of shit, or even the latest Blood Incantation.
That's like getting the Misfits on SACD or something.
Right. You know, and it's just like...
It's not going to get any better.
Yeah, exactly.
Than cassette.
He just had all this fucking shit and a badass turntable for like Mayhem or Pusshead. Pusshead or Septic Death. Remember I told you about that Septic Death record that Adolf had?
Yeah.
And it sounded like complete dick, man, but he had it and he was spinning it. And I'm like, okay, man. That's one way to spend your money, I guess, but I don't know.
Justin says, we always got random people and always played their stuff. Ghost Bath always makes me laugh with the yelling. Ghost Bath.
Ghost Bath. You
ever heard of them?
Nope.
I'm going to pull up Spotify and see. See, that's the thing. It's like, I wouldn't want to like play someone's thing and pretend I liked it, you know, because I would feel bad to just like go, ugh, that's not really our stuff. You know what I mean? But then you kind of like, you feel like you're like endorsing shit you don't really like. You know,
well, there was this thing where Amy Poehler had an interview with Matt Damon.
Okay, hold on.
With Matt Damon about the Odyssey, right?
Yeah.
And clearly she didn't like it, you know, so she had him on the phone on her podcast, and so they had congratulations and just kept on saying that, you know, it's made awesome numbers, and she didn't really like go into like, you know, what she liked about it.
Amy Poehler didn't like the Odyssey?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it felt like that she didn't, you know? She was just, like, congratulating him on all the numbers that it was doing, basically.
Yeah.
And she was, like, dancing around, like, you know, it just didn't seem like she liked it. Same thing with this fucking, like, what's that, the Flavortown guy with the Guy Fieri or whatever. I'm sure he doesn't like everything that he fucking eats, right?
Yeah.
You know?
All right, let me listen to Ghost Bath. Let me see what it sounds like. Oh, I hate these bands that have like a long fucking ambient fucking 40 seconds of noise. All right, come on, dude. What the fuck? Fuck is the thing? I heard like one weird yelp. If we didn't like their stuff, we'd just play the song and say, all right, that was the band and this song, and then we just go back to the show. Ghost Bat doesn't have any lyrics, the vocalist just yells. Okay. That's weird. What the fuck? Just make up some lyrics, man, or just like mumble through some shit. Anyway, what do we have here? You heard about the news about Twin Temples, right?
Yeah. That was a couple of weeks ago, actually, wasn't it?
Yes, I just had this quick article. Jack White responds to criticism over having satanic band Twin Temple open for him. I'm not scared of Satan or any bullshit imagery man made up. Anyway, long story short, Twin Temples was kicked off of a tour, and Jack White was like, I'll take you on, you know, which is probably cool for them.
Yeah, people now know who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, more people anyway.
And it's just silly, man. Nothing's like really satanic, man. It's like we've gotten past the fucking 90s, people. Just calm the fuck 80s. Down. 80s even. Yeah, so like the satanic panic. Well, I thought the satanic panic was in the 90s too.
More 80s.
Okay, 80s, 90s, satanic panic bullshit. It's all fake, man. Just calm the fuck down with your shit. Like Behemoth is like probably the most, one of the most out there, you know, that are well known. And nobody's jumping on their shit. Like, I still see them pop up on YouTube all the time with, like, just the most perverse fucking videos. And nobody's freaking the fuck out.
That's to the Polish government.
Well, that's Poland, though, you know? Poland's pretty lame. But, yeah, like, the U.S. used to be leading all this bullshit. But, like, just, that's what I'm saying. If it was, like, if they were thrown off the tour in Poland, okay, fine, you know? But this is, like, United States, man. Shoot me that big of a deal.
Honestly, I don't know why they put him on that tour anyway, but whatever. The beginning, the country dude, or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Someone maybe he's referred to them by somebody, and they just threw him on. Okay, cool. They got some decent numbers or whatever the fuck they needed to look at. And the name doesn't say anything. Twin Temples, right? But then you see their imagery. You're like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Even then, man.
It's a Bible belt and all this weird shit, man. Like, people just need to grow the fuck up. God damn. But anyway, yeah.
Well, I mean, they came out on top, I think. You know, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool people like Jack White that's like, okay, well, I'm going to fucking correct this shit, you know. Well, we saw a couple of movies while we're waiting. You saw a few movies. You saw The Odyssey and some other shit.
I saw The Odyssey and Spider-Man this week. Which is weird because we never see two movies in a week, but for whatever reasons, Z wanted to see freaking Odyssey, which was odd to me because that didn't seem like a movie she wanted to see.
I'll see it, but I'm not going to fall for the like, oh, everybody's saying it's like the best thing ever. I'll just wait. You know,
it's good, but see it on your home because it's not 3 hours in the fucking no break good. You know, you need to freaking get up and stretch and go to the bathroom and get some fucking snacks good type of thing.
Okay, here's the comments of his... In the comments of his Instagram post, one fan wrote, I'm genuinely curious, as a practicing Catholic, how do you see promoting a band associated with satanic imagery fitting with your faith? It seems at odds with your values, with the values Catholicism teaches. White responded, I never claimed to be a practicing Catholic or Christian. You assume that, and I'm not scared of Satan or any bullshit imagery man made up to live in fear of commune with God on your own terms and communicate with God and find your own path. Not some path somebody else made you afraid of and to make money off of you. He's way smarter than the people that come on his shit. Like, as a practicing this and that, like, again, if he's never said that he's a practicing Catholic or Christian, where the fuck did you pull that out of your ass from? And stop trying to pull people into your goddamn fucking religion, man.
Yeah.
You know, just let everybody do what the fuck they want. God, I'm so sick of people dictating shit for other people. Like, I'm fine with live and let live, but stop trying to cram God up my ass, man. Fucking dumb fucks.
Up your ass or yes. Down your throat?
Both. But yeah, anyway, good for them. I don't know if you remember me talking about this idea I had for like a Roomba for the aquarium because I have to clean my glass all the time.
Uh-huh.
If you had like a Roomba, it could like just sit there docked in the corner, go around, clean the glass silently, and then go back to its thing. I don't know why no one's ever thought of that. But I had another idea that would combine with the Roomba because I got those two little new fish, right? And they're like pretty little. They're smaller than what I wanted. And they're like going to...
They're still alive?
Yeah. They're going to be in the school of like, you know, three other fish. So like five total. But the three other ones are big. So everything was going fine. They were all, you know, acclimating and all that stuff. Then I saw one of the big ones chase the little ones like pretty bad, you know, like sometimes if fish chase each other and it lasts a second or two, it's no big deal. It's just like a hierarchy thing, right? But this guy was chasing him, and then when he would go rest, he would chase him again to the point where one of them I saw was like kind of cowering near the filter and kind of scared. And fish, like, they can scare easily, they can stress easily and die, you know. So I didn't want that shit to happen. So when he would do it, when I catch him, I would kind of like take the net and kind of lower it in front of him just to kind of break the pattern a little bit, and then he'd go do his own thing. So I did it for a little while. I looked it up and I said, yeah, if you can do that, just to kind of like make him forget about it and do something else for like a few days, you know, the first like 72 hours are probably the worst. So I did that for a little bit. So I thought of this idea where like you could have like a little sentry fish that sat in the corner with the Roomba. And if it sees a fish chasing another fish, it would kind of just dart out and just kind of break it up, you know, break up their path, jump in their path to break it up. And then it goes back to where it does. And then you do that. It does, because like you can't watch the fucking aquarium all the time. I would, you know, do it whenever I saw it happening, but I can't see the whole thing, you know, or I can't monitor it all day. So this sentry fish can monitor the fish swimming patterns. It can see one chasing the other for a long time or, you know, repeatedly. Then it could jump out and kind of intercept them. And it only has to do it like a few times. And the fish eventually just like kind of sort of learns from it and goes, okay, well, this isn't worth it. And then the other fish get acclimated and everything's fine.
Okay.
That's my idea.
Well, capitalize, dude. You have the 3D maker.
I don't know if I can make that with a 3D.
You can make the body of it.
Yeah. We have.
I saw an article about 3D printed guns. Have you seen anything about that?
No.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's been around forever, dude.
Well, I know, but it's just, it seemed like it's like more like.
Yeah.
If it gains enough traction where like an idiot will like print one out, a 13-year-old prints one out, you know, or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, we didn't do Days of. Oh. Today is the national day of whatever the fuck it is, because it's stupid and so are you. It's already freaking August, man. August 2nd, 2026. God flipping damn. National Sisters Day. Okay, I guess I gotta. Nah, I'm not gonna call my sisters. I don't feel like talking to them. National Friendship Day. Didn't we? I'm sure we fall on a Friendship Day. That always seems to be either. Isn't there a song? He's my friend.
Yes, you made that up.
Okay. National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Fucking A, man. Too bad that ice cream, like, I've been, these things have popped up on my feed, like, where ice cream's really not ice cream, you know? It's not legally, you have to, like, put ice dairy treat or something like that. A majority of all the shit that's out there is not even ice cream, which is fucked up, you know? Anyway,
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
I just told you.
I know. I don't understand it.
Like, it's not ice cream. It's dairy treat. It's
I've
like
never
the,
seen that before.
It's like well, yeah, neither have I until like recently. It just popped up on my feed. I guess it's gaining traction, probably because of that fucking JFK guy or whatever, RFK.
Oh, people just need more fucking shit to do, and RFK needs to fucking just fuck off.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't know anything about anything.
The only thing that I agree with him on is the additives,
red 12 or whatever,
and all that shit that America puts in their food. Okay, yeah. Dude, harp on that, not all the other shit that you're doing.
I heard he was like in an interview, and he was telling this reporter, was like, well, you know, the thing is with like with you is that you don't understand because you're not a scientist. And she's like, well, neither are you. He's not, man.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck are you, dude? You just came out of nowhere with all these like weird ass shit, and you may or may not have fucking eaten a bear or some weird shit like that, and like you tackle snakes and like what?
How do you tackle a snake?
I don't know. He's wrestled with snakes or some crazy shit. He's just a freak show, dude.
Yeah,
like,
he
just
is.
Go fuck
he
off
is.
Or somewhere.
He
dude.
Is. I agree.
Find something else to do, man.
He just needs to, you know, stop the whole like additives and the preservatives and all the shit that's in American food.
He's my friend.
That one. National Coloring Book Day. If you have a coloring book, go color it today. American Family Day. Have no family. And that's it.
AIDS goes hand in hand with friendship.
National Farmers Market Week is today. So if you go, that's what we were talking about yesterday too. It's like, because it just pops up on our feed, I guess, because Z clicks on these things. But all the fucking shit that's in American food is just scary, man.
Oh, yeah, and it's worse than ever now because, like, our fucking country is for sale, right? So, like, if you're a CEO and your plant, you know, doesn't want, like, the checks and balances or whatever you have to put on the FDA, just like that, the Taylor Farms bullshit that's
right,
going around.
Right, right.
Then you just go to make a donation to fucking Big Daddy Trump and he takes care of it.
Diarrhea salad.
Yeah. In like nine states.
You know, and I, fucking stupid me or gullible me would like, nah, man, McDonald's doesn't do that. I think they've cleaned up their act, which I thought, you know, a lot of these companies would be like, because they got scrutinized back in the early 2000s with Supersize Me, you know, with all the fucking shit that they put in. So they try to like come up with healthier options and stuff. But apparently all that's bullshit too, you know, it's just a new wave of crap that they're putting in. So
I don't think it comes in waves. I think it comes in what they can get away with. If you have people, it's like a kid that's always trying to get his hand in the cookie jar, right? That never learns. Like, you think they would learn and go, okay, we're going to do better now. I'm going to do better. I'm not going to fucking break the cookie jar every time. But you have to, like, a bratty kid is always going to keep doing it unless you keep them in line or keep an eye on it for them. It's like the way the government is run. If you have somebody that it's in there, it's like, oh, you know what? You can pay me off and it's no big deal. I'll say it's a false positive like they did with the fucking lettuce, you know? But if you constantly have them under surveillance and keep them to their shit, and if something happens where, like, they fail a fucking, you know, any sort of like food, you know, fucking test, then fine them, you know, then they'll stay in line. But they're never like, you know, out of line because of some wave of like bad shit. It's just they need to constantly be fucking coveted over, or else they'll keep pulling that shit, you know?
Yeah. We're gonna die anyway, right?
Fucking just sick, man. Just sick of all the stupid shit.
And it's 100-something degrees, and it's gonna get worse every year. It seems like I saw a thing pop up on my feed where it's like, America's on fire, and they showed all the places that are on fire right now. I'm like, fuck, man, that's a lot, you know?
We both saw the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare with, who was it with? Henry Cavill, Alan Ritchson, Alex Pettifer, and the woman was Isa Gonzalez. I've never seen her before, but she's pretty good. I could see her in other things too, you know? But it's about like this group of riffraff that are hired like under the table by Churchill to infiltrate like some Nazi boat. And it's based on a true story. So it's pretty cool. It's actually pretty decent. You know, it was enjoyable. I'll give it like a B-. It was a little bit too long, but just about everything is too long. Fucking He-Man was like a little bit too long. I saw that, or Masters of the Universe. And I see what Tony was talking about. It's like, I think it was, I was fine with the comedy. I was fine with the little bits here and there. It just didn't know when to like stop with the comedy and just have like a moment to like, you know, be reflective, or, you know, a touching moment or something, like Tila reconciling with her dad and then He-Man jumping in. Oh, guys, oh, this is funny, right? It's like, dude, just what the fuck is that for? You know, just leave it alone. It was just stupid. Like, people don't know how to write and they don't know how to fucking direct shit anymore. It's really annoying. And I thought about this too. Remember when I told you like that guy fell from like forever on that Jurassic Park Rebirth movie, and they came down like right away, right after he fell, and they're like at least three stories up. I thought of the way they could have done it was like they just have the guy fall, and then you see the thing black out, and then you see his like eyes blink, or like kind of, you know, that fuzzy fucking thing, and you see them looking down at him like he just passed out. That's all they had to do. It would have taken like 30 seconds to explain, like, okay, they took some time to get down there and he was knocked out, which he normally would have been if he fell from like a few stories.
But and instead, that was more than three stories, dude.
Well, yeah, whatever it was. But I'm just saying that's the easy way to do it, man. But if me, who knows jack shit about fucking anything directing, can make up something better than what they portrayed, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I saw Spider-Man No Way Home or Brand New Day or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it. You know, I'll always like Spider-Man movies, but in my head I was thinking all the surprises that I thought were going to happen didn't happen. So I think a lot of people felt the way that I did. So I don't know if they were disappointed or, but
that's with the last one that had the three Spider-Mans. That was the big reveal.
Right. Yeah. That was the big reveal. And even then you kind of knew that it was behind, you know, cause of, I mean, I can't help but see all the freaking things, cause I'm all on them all those freaking like boards and shit or whatever. They just pop up and like, ah, fuck.
But that's why you can't go in with any expectations, man, because you have to think about it. Marvel's not on some like huge streak as they were before. They poured probably a big chunk of their money into like Doomsday. So like any like guest appearances or anything, like how would they have worked that out with Spider-Man? It would have to be extra, more money, you know, time committed from the whoever that you thought would be in there, you know? So those people were already committed to like, you know, having to film fucking Doomsday or something else. So I don't know. I think it's just going with the, I don't expect anything from this movie. And if it's pleasantly surprising, then cool, you know? But if you go, that's why I don't read any columns, dude. I don't know why you keep reading this shit.
I don't read it. It just pops up and it's one of those glances and I just catch keywords like motherfucker. You know,
I don't even do that. I don't catch keywords. As soon as I see something, I just flip past it. I just scroll past it. Like you can see like the title of something, but I think you still read it, you know, as well.
I try not to, dude. I honestly, I try not to. It just, I catch a thing. Well, as I'm doom scrolling and it's, I don't know if my eye just catches keywords, but
no, but I catch keywords. I mean, I look at the titles and if I see something I don't want to read, I just scroll past it. You linger long enough to see those keywords. Mm. So you're curious enough to want to see it.
I politely disagree. I mean,
I haven't read anything. I haven't seen anything.
Well, that's because you probably don't have, you're not, I click follow on a lot of these fucking things and that's just my fault. But, you know, it's just, that's my algorithm is fucking superhero movies and freaking movies in general. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's the reason why I don't want to follow them because I don't want to be, you know, misled by like how good they are, or how good they could be.
That's how I got spoiled with freaking one of the Star Wars movies when they freaking killed what's his face. Like, motherfucker.
Well, yeah, but you haven't learned your lesson clearly. You still do it. So I don't follow shit like that. I don't read my algorithm that often, really. All right, let's play a fucking break song. Gotta pee and then get something to drink.
Yeah.
All right, this is... All right, you probably know who this band is.
Hey!
That was Slamosa, right? Yes. Slamosa who? What song? One more time? Huh? One more time? Mono Man. Mono Man. Yeah, I don't remember that song. But yeah, I know that band. I like Slamosa. Not sure about the name of the band, but...
Well, they're from Norwegia.
Norwegia?
Yeah, Norway. Well, I went to go follow them, and I saw, like, oh, Sideburn follows them. I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, obviously, you know about them.
Well, dude, and I've told you about them a couple times.
I know, but I don't remember everything you tell me about bands.
Well, I mean, I told you a couple times. See? And you do the same thing to me. I'm like, I don't remember that. Dude, you're the one that introduced me. There's so many freaking bands out there. It's insane how much fucking more music there is now than there's ever been. Even when we were growing up. Because everybody and their mom can freaking put out music now.
Speaking of that, let's do Who's Shittier.
Yeah. Speaking of everybody that puts out fucking music, is there a new Lennon Beasley?
Actually, there is. I got a fucking email.
Who's Shittier? This band or that band? Who's Shittier? Who's Shittier? This band or that band? So that was like coincidence?
Let's run through those guys quick. Yeah, it actually came the other day, like maybe 2 days ago or something. It's like, Lennon Beasley has new music out. And then I went to click on, well, there's two emails. I clicked on both of them. They're two different albums. Of course he does. Guy puts out like albums like fucking just someone's changing socks. This band is called Between the Eyes by Smashed Crab.
Oh, jeez.
From Adelaide, Australia. Oh,
that was pretty bad.
That can't be.
I was like, okay, I can. The music is very sloppy, but then.
Yeah, it's sloppy, but it's forgivable if the vocals would be half decent. But this is Bandcamp, right? The vocals are almost never decent. And this, they can't be the best singer in the band, right? Because that guy was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Doesn't this like coworker music?
And the name, the album is called My Pronoun is Legend. I mean, I'll give him that.
Okay, so that one, pretty shitty. This next one is I Am What I Am by Monkoid from Ontario.
Monkoid. It says two musical geniuses from Ontario, Canada to set out to make the best music ever, greater than any band, fictional, real, good, bad, dreamt up, or ever conceived. Oh, I have to break something to you guys.
You know what I thought of, like, as long as we've been doing this segment, is I would, the worst job I could think of is to be like a local rock fucking music columnist in Canada.
Well,
especially in Canada.
Anywhere.
No, anywhere, but there's some real shit that comes out of Canada. To all you Canadians out there, I'm sorry. You have to admit it, man. There's some great bands that come out of Canada. You know, obviously, what, Rush, Triumph, Annihilator. Who else?
There's a lot, dude. I don't know.
There's not a lot.
No, there's a lot. They have pretty good track record.
It's not like fucking like Germany or like, you know, Norway or Sweden or shit like that. You know, it's not like that, though.
I'm talking about
like from like the beginning of time, beginning of rock.
I don't know, man. Everything's subjective, I guess. I don't know.
Shania Twain, Dustin reminds
yeah,
us.
Yeah, see, you know.
She hasn't been relevant for 50
Sarah
years.
McLachlan, you know.
She hasn't been relevant for like.
Dude, she just played Red Rocks.
I'm saying she hasn't been like in relevancy for a while. She's in and out. And she's great. She's one of my favorite like pop artists, singer-songwriter type music.
Adams. Just saying,
I'm sorry, but the fucking... The Everything I Do song killed it for me, dude, because we had that movie at the theater, and I was like, oh, my God, I hate this song so much.
He wrote a Kiss song.
Okay.
So.
Is that hard to do, though? Really?
Fair enough. Point taken.
I'm just saying, some of the amateur rock in Canada leaves something to be desired. Well, I could say the same with Australia, too, though. I think it's a lot of lunkhead music. Okay, Restart by David Michael Henry.
Trust. I didn't know how to act while we had so many dreams. We had such a record of support until I let down the team. I didn't give up on you. Other factors still remain. We could have made it so good together only if we start. You could say I dropped the ball.
This guy sounds like he's in middle school doing his first band.
I was gonna say this sounds like something I could write. Just totally sounds like my lyrics.
Yeah, it sounds like before you learn how to like put like song structure together, this is what you fucking write.
What's the name of the song?
Restart.
Okay.
And he's got to be what, at least in his 40s, right?
Late 30s, yeah.
Yeah, but he's writing like this. Like I said, you know, this is like 10-year-old stuff. Like if you're like you were a 10-year-old trying to start your own band for the first time.
Yeah, that sounds like my lyrics.
He's just writing sentences. Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
okay, so think about who you think is the worst right now, because they're all pretty shitty. To Live Today by the Foxtrots.
Yes, sir. I don't know.
fucking terrible.
This one.
Did you hear this guy's accent at the beginning? I don't know. Hold on a second.
Is it an accent?
Yeah, listen to the very, very beginning, the one before the song even starts.
Guess so. I don't know.
It's probably.
If anybody talked like that and they were in my band, I would say, you're out. I can't listen to your fucking voice. It's not going to work.
Unless that was fake.
Doesn't matter. That's not even funny. Just stupid. Don't make that voice.
Dude, I make a lot of voices.
You don't make that voice.
Guess so. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck that. I'd punch him in the throat.
No, you wouldn't.
And just tell him to get out of my house.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it. That's not a reason to punch someone in the throat.
Okay, I would tell him to get the fuck out then.
And then,
if it escalated, then I'd punch him in the throat. I'm just saying. That's just annoying. You're just being annoying. Wow, these are all pretty horrible. It's hard to choose. All right.
Probably the last one because I was like, is there a drum? But yeah, there was a drum player. I couldn't even hear the drums. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a mess, man. It was like.
And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's five. It's a five piece.
Yeah, it's a five piece. And they're doing fuck all because they're just, it's like all just muddy and gross.
Yeah. Yeah. I can barely even hear the bass. Yeah. If there's a bass.
Yeah, the fucking vocals are badly fucking recorded, and he's just doing some kind of weird style where, you know, I don't know what he's trying to achieve, but it's not working.
I mean, they're all pretty shitty, but this one kind of had. They have five people looking at or listening to the sound of this.
Okay, remember that, and I'll play a couple seconds from the other three, and we'll make sure here. All you.
I mean, this guy's just a bad lyricist,
He's a bad lyricist and a bad singer. His singing doesn't have any melody.
But it sounds good.
He's just talking.
It sounds okay. Actual sound.
Okay, and then you said this one was okay too. Wait, hold on. This one is pretty shit. I'm sorry. This one wins.
Okay.
I mean, that's not
just
even
because
music.
Just because of their little bio on the side, two young musical geniuses. Yes. Yeah. You didn't have to say that, dude.
Well, Dustin says, "I hope they're being sarcastic," which they have to be, right?
What for that?
Yeah. Two young musical geniuses making the best music ever. Greater than anything.
Yeah. That's probably irony. That's like something
you and I would probably write just to be stupid.
That's ironic or whatever.
But let's check out Lennon Beasley real quick because he did release two albums.
I'm okay with Beasley. I mean, I've become a fan.
Yeah.
What's the theme? Usually he has themes. Sunday Afternoon Delight. So that means he got laid, right? Isn't that what Afternoon Delight means?
I think so. Yeah, August 1st. That was released yesterday.
Shit.
Fuck Sunday brunch at Tudor Room. Okay, so
let's go for the shorter songs.
Okay, those fake drums are abysmal too. Yeah, so right now it's number two. Well, yeah. Lennon Beasley is out of the thing. He's on an echelon all his own. But which one did you say?
The number seven.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, he had the very same sound for like several albums, and then he did something funky on his last few albums that was like more psychedelic. So let's see if he like changed something up in this time. Kind of goth Beasley.
That's like my plane. I was coming home from church. All I want to do is sleep in. I was staying at home for the rest of my Sunday. Putting my phone away and ignoring phone calls and texts. Messages. I was doing my laundry all Sunday. Afternoon long for 5 hours.
Okay. Now, Dustin said, like, the other guy, David Michael Henry, he's just writing sentences. Lennon Beasley, like, that's what he excels at. He just writes sentences. But he puts, like, such passion in every sentence. You can't fault him. You have to kind of love what he does just because he's so psychotic about it.
Cole's cream for that week. Putting away my clean clothes in my closet. Staying at home for that one Sunday.
He hasn't changed.
He's so weird. That's more goth though. That's a little bit different. It's not as light. Remember how this stuff is like super like perky? Well,
okay, go to the first song then.
Okay. See, this is kind of down. You have to admit, it's not as like, you know, bright and like jolly as before.
He's depressed. We can buy his digital discography for $82.
Yeah,
it's 90% off.
I agree with Dustin. He said it sounds darker. This is dark Beasley.
As soon as I get done from church, I was coming to eye you.
Yeah, he's right. He's just sound depressed.
He's depressed.
What's wrong, Beasley?
Look at him, dude. He's got a full beard now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. He's
maybe we should reach out to him. He's like, dude, are you okay?
He's like, I'm not selling any albums. I don't know why.
He's selling them for freaking, how much is this one? $10?
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody buys them.
I'm sure for a joke. Anybody that discovers his music probably is like, oh, man, you got
to listen. I mean, we've listened to him for a good 5 years now, yeah. Longer than that, maybe, you know, and...
Look, he's got 82 releases. You can buy his digital discography for $82. That's $1 an album. That's insane.
90% off.
Yeah. That's how dark he's gotten. He's like, I'm selling my albums for $1 an album.
It's like, dude needs money, man. Join the club.
I could have sworn somewhere he said he was a lawyer, but I could have dreamt that. I could see dreaming about Lennon Beasley being something that he's not. I think he was just, from what I know, he was like an audio video person, working somewhere. I
thought he worked at a freaking like fast food place.
See, we're all dreaming about his fucking vocation.
But he did talk about working, he like had a coworker that he had a lyric about a coworker at McDonald's or Wendy's or something.
Lennon Beasley is a local Bloomington TV producer, Cats TV, Community Access Television Services. He's already weird because he's in Community Access, right? Now, who else was a quote-unquote producer? Carl Pilkington. If you don't know about Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington is like kind of like the dummy they employed or they had working for them or with them, and then they kind of employed him to do it, and he did it abroad and all that shit. So to be a producer, you don't have to have that, like, you know, you can be pretty dumb and pretty weird. And, you know, but Carl is like a treasure because he says such like off the fucking off base shit that he became famous for it, you know. So Lennon Beasley is special in his own way.
I mean, if he lived in town, I think I'd want to like do a documentary on him.
I think he might be special needs, too. Dustin says, love Carl Pilkington. Yeah, see, anybody that knows Carl Pilkington knows what I'm talking about. He was a producer for the XFM when they did the podcast. They did like early podcast. I still listen to them. Like this guy reacts to them and it's still funny as shit because I don't hear all of them all the time because there's like, you know, they only took certain ones and made them the Ricky Gervais show on HBO. But if you listen to the whole XFM series, if you can find it somewhere, you can just go on YouTube and search Ricky Gervais XFM. People make playlists for people to fall asleep to. It's weird, but it's funny as shit. Cause Carl, he's like a crazy genius, right? Almost an idiotic genius because he thinks up these weird games and he's always like, he did like Rockbusters when he's like, and he just made people laugh because he was so fucking goofy. The funniest guy who doesn't try to be funny. Yeah. I love all Carl stuff. I like followed all this stuff. I even found copies of his, The Moaning of Life, which is only shown on BBC TV, whatever. But that was actually pretty good too. So he's actually brighter in some ways than people give him credit for, but he's also kind of dim too in other ways and kind of naive. But and it makes it funny though.
He's probably the second coming of Wesley Willis. Remember him?
Yeah.
Rock and roll McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah.
I wonder why he hasn't caught on to take his, what's the, take the gauntlet or take the baton?
I have Morning of Life on Apple TV. Oh, cool. So they did finally get it on US TV. Yeah, for the longest time, I think it was just BBC. This is another thing I don't understand because I've been trying to research this. It's like, why don't, there's so many people that like British comedy. Why doesn't the BBC, you know, find a way to put their stuff on American TV? And I don't, maybe BBC America does. But as far as I know, like, you can't go freely look for Red Dwarf or Ab Fab or other shit unless you see it on, like, some free channel or something, and you only see, like, certain episodes, right? So, I don't know. I just, I bought the show on that. Yeah, cool. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's my thing. I would gladly buy these things, but when I first became aware of them, I couldn't find them anywhere, so I had to, like, pirate them and shit, which sucks. You have to buy those shows. Usually iTunes has it, but you have to buy it. Yeah, I don't mind buying them. You know, I gladly pay for the shit. Here's the thing that I've been doing lately, and it's annoying, but, like, one of my favorite shows just, used to be American Pickers, right? And I bought the shows, but then, like, I would come to find out later that some of the shows were missing, even, like, the part two of a two-part series. Like, part one would be available, then part two would be missing because of some digital license. So what I've been doing lately is I've been finding them and filling in the spots, and then the ones I don't have, or I've been recording them myself off OBS, and then, you know, keeping them for myself, because you never know where these things go away, right? It's like that saying, if buying isn't ownership, then piracy isn't theft, right? It's fucking annoying as fuck because you buy all this shit thinking you'll have access to it, and then they just take it away. It's, oh, yeah. And I heard Sony did that recently. Yeah, Sony took away all that shit. Yep. So
they removed a lot of their freaking stuff. Sony doing Sony things. Okay, we got 15 minutes, dude.
Okay.
Fact or crap? Here's question number one. You ready? Here we go. The Great Pyramids in Egypt are so old that even King Tut would likely have called them ancient.
I'll just go over here and eat my fries while my fucking fat ass son just fucking just eats everything in freaking sight.
Okay. The Great Pyramids in Egypt are so old that even King Tut would likely have called them ancient.
False?
I'd say crap, too.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Doesn't say fact. He might be right. I almost said fact. Maybe I should say
it fact. It is fact.
Fuck.
Let's see.
My first instinct was fat.
Rutan Tukenham. That's a fact. At the time of King Tut's...
Who?
How do you say his name? Tutankhamun.
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 What was the first word? The first name?
Rutan.
Like Rutan, Tutan, fresh
yeah.
and Fruitan?
Yeah. It's a fact. At the time, King Tut's birth, the pyramids were already 1,000 years old.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see, I should have went with my first instinct.
Old is King Tut? Like,
when I don't even know. I thought it happened all at the same time.
King Tut. Question number two. An ice cream parlor in Germany sells cricket-flavored ice cream with dried brown cricket sprinkles on top. I will never drink enough alcohol where I want to fuck a sheep. That's good. An ice cream parlor in Germany sells cricket-flavored ice cream with dried brown crickets sprinkled on top. I say fact.
Germans are pretty weird. I'll say fact. I'll probably get canceled for that saying, too.
Trust me, you're not.
For saying there's no good music out of Canada and Germans are weird. Crap, Millennia says.
Millennia?
Yeah, Dustin.
I say fact. You said fact?
Yes.
It is fact. It's a scoop. Thomas Michelangelo's store in Rottenburg has also offered livered sausage and gorgonzola cheese ice cream.
Gorgonzola
cheese ice cream flavored in the past. That's fucked up.
Doesn't say it's okay. I'm German. Yeah, we know. Yeah, we have two German friends, so it's cool. I won't be canceled.
I have a lot of German friends. Okay. German friends are, maybe it's just the weirdness in them.
I think that's why I get along with them.
Weird. Question number 3. About 60% of all Mormons live outside the United States. I think it's the devil's dick or the God's penis or one of those two, man. Devil's dick? Is that what I said? I think it's the devil's dick or the God's penis or one of those two, man.
Devil's dick or God's penis? I don't know what you're talking about. What reference was that?
I have no clue. About 60% of all Mormons live outside the United States. I say crap.
I thought they lived in Utah, 90% of, or 80% of them.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
So I say crap.
What did Millennia say?
Lesson says crap.
It is fact. Oh. North America has more. What? North America has more Mormons than any other continent, but more than half of all Mormons live outside the U.S.
Did they say where?
That doesn't make sense.
I thought fucking Joseph Smith was like from, isn't that Mormon? Joseph Smith, right?
Yeah. North America has more Mormons than any other continent, but more than half of all Mormons live outside the U.S. Whatever. What the fuck ever. Here's
question. You know what? I think I remember because QT Cinderella from like the Hassan's like Fear and podcast, she's an ex-Mormon. So she tells these Mormon stories. I think part of the reason why some Mormons live outside the U.S. is because they have more than like one wife, and it's illegal in most states, right? I think. Yeah. So they live like somewhere else for it to be legal. That's what I hear anyway.
Yeah. Here's question number 1, 2, 4. Fortune cookies originated in China. My whole body's a chode. I say crap.
One more time.
Fortune cookies originated in China.
That's crap.
It's definitely crap.
Fortune cookies were like some American-made bullshit.
Yep. But Dustin doesn't know.
Like, did you know?
Or did he answer?
Pad Thai, Pad Thai was like a recent thing. It wasn't like some ancient fucking Thai recipe. He says crap.
So we're all in agreement.
I thought that was an American thing. Yeah, I think it is too.
It is crap. Fortune cookies aren't part of Chinese culture at all. Japanese Americans invented the cookie in California. Were you fortunate enough to get this one correct? We predict you did.
Okay, is that Annalise's question?
Yeah. Annalise, here's your question. It's question number 4 or 5. In 1961, 152 black cats turned up for an audition to star in a movie. I have no marketable skills other than being an asshole. In 1961, 152 black cats turned up for an audition to star in a movie.
That's so weird. It's got to be fact. Fact.
I say fact, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if they showed up. I think they were brought. So maybe it's crap. It's fact, right?
Yeah.
It is fact. Oh, what did Justin say?
I wonder how the DAPF people are. Oh, Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know what they've been doing lately. I've lost touch with everybody.
That's because you won't let things die, dude.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? The part...
What do you mean? What do you mean? I don't have anything wrong, you know, with them.
No, I'm talking about like letting the lo-fi just go and ride off into the sunset. We're going to be doing this until we're 90.
Oh, well, that means I could be more available than if I wasn't doing this or we weren't doing this. I think it's because I jumped off of Twitter, both of our accounts, because fuck Elon.
It's fact. The part was for a title character in the film adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe's 1843 short story, the black cat. Forget about it. A well-known professional cat got the role.
So it was fact?
Yeah. I'm going to stare at your cat's butt all day. Cat butt. There was a band called Cat Butt.
It's a good name.
It was a grunge band.
Of course it is. All right, we're done.
I saw this thing where this guy, like, he's well into his 20s, and he just popped up on my feed. He's like, you know what? Grunge sucks. And he just went off on, like, saying that before grunge, everything was, you know, everybody sang, like, David Coverdale, and, you know, and musicianship mattered, and then anybody can pick up a guitar and, you know, just play whatever. And it's like, dude, shut up. You weren't even alive. Apparently your dad's still a fucking hair metal guy.
I've seen some bands pop up recently where, like, these, like, teeny boppers are, like, playing grunge and wearing Soundgarden shirts. I'm just like, okay, they're trying to resurrect this now. So.
Yeah.
Wait, what about my question? The question is gay. Oh, do you know the question for Dustin? Hold on, let me play the thing first. Give me just
bonus a question, I guess, for...
Yeah, good. Hold on, let me... We skip past everybody's question just today, so...
Dustin, your fucking question is gay.
All right.
All right, Dustin. Here's your good question. Peru is the only country that can be typed on one row of a QWERTY keyboard. You know,
that girl just totally...
QWERTY keyboard. You know what I mean when I say QWERTY, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That girl just totally queef noodled in my mouth.
One more time.
Peru is the only country that can be typed on one row of the QWERTY keyboard.
Fuck. Fact, I guess. Yeah.
Fact.
It's one of the ones. I don't know if it's the only one. Did you just look at the keyboard and cheat?
No, I mean...
I did.
Well, I mean, I did, but it's not like I know all the countries.
Right,
and shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you can't go through all the countries in your head. Dustin says crap. He changed it from fact to crap. So I'll say, we'll stay with fact.
I'm staying with fact. It is fact. And the only one U.S. state that can be typed in one row of a QWERTY keyboard.
Cheers, tuck to your guns, Dustin.
We'll let you work that one out for yourself. And thanks to that bonus question, we are now caught up. Because I've been doing everything all by one.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was off by one.
Yeah.
So now we can start a whole week.
All right. All right. We're done.
Thanks, Dustin, for that bonus question.
Yeah.
The bonus gay question that you got wrong.
We were, like, off today. We forgot Emma's question. We forgot Dustin's question.
All right. Emma's, your question sucks more dick than everybody else's.
We're done. This is Corner with Transparent Eye. Thanks for hanging out, man.
All right, dude.
Later.